Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
So yesterday, there were two Game 7s in the NBA playoffs. The Boston Celtics and the Orlando Magic played Game 7 last night. The Celtics couldn't pull it out. And the Lakers played the Houston Rockets, and it was definitely no contest there. But let's begin with the Boston Celtics. The defending champs were playing on fumes last night.
We've been in that situation many a times to where we make a run and we win the game. Tonight it just really felt like we ran out of gas. For us to be only down five and to lose the way we did, I really can't pinpoint it on anything else.
That's Celtics forward Paul Pierce talking about the game that they lost in the end, Game 7. Joining us now is our Takeaway Sports contributor and friend Ibrahim Abdelmateen right here in the studio. Ibrahim, the Celtics really couldn't get it done. It seems to me the Bulls took all the gas out of them and that they really couldn't face a deeper Orlando Magic team.
Their legs seemed a little tired, you're right. Doc Rivers breaks every single huddle with the Celtics with this principle, the South African principle called Ubuntu. So every time they break the huddle, they say Ubuntu, which means collective struggle. And I think that carried them for a year and almost 2 years, and it just wasn't enough.
And without Kevin Garnett, I mean, what can you do?
It's true. He was a major defensive presence. If he had been in there against Dwight Howard, it would have been a completely different series. I don't think it would. It may not have had a different result, but it would have been a different series.
Standouts for the Magic going forward.
Definitely guys like J.J. Redick, Mikhail Petras, and their star Hedo Turkoglu. They have a very international lineup. They can rain threes, and you crowd guys around Dwight Howard, and then they punch the ball out to get those three-point shooters. If those guys can knock down shots, then they have a chance against the Cavs.
This is a real three-point shooting threat team. Is it a hot-cold team where sometimes they're up, sometimes they're down?
That's what it looked like in this series. I mean, they had some moments when they just weren't shooting the ball really well, and I think that speaks to the length of the playoffs, like we were talking about earlier, where these guys, they're going through this grueling process. Some days you just don't have the legs, and you got to really get in there to get a good three-point shot in.
Three-point teams are streaky. Talk about the Lakers. They just trounced the Rockets.
Yeah, it was they basically were like, we're in LA, we're going to make this happen.
Yeah.
In the beginning of the game, the national anthem was played, and when the Rockets' red glare was said over the loudspeaker, the Lakers fans booed. It's probably the only place in America where that could possibly happen.
Yeah.
I think the Lakers were out for blood yesterday.
Oops.
So the Lakers move on to the team you called the strongest team in the NBA right now.
I love the Denver Nuggets. They're a bunch of rangy guys. You got Nene, the Brazilian star, and you have Anderson, who they call Birdman, who's got his little mohawk. Those guys going against Gasol and Bynum in the middle, it's going to be like a real tough, brutal, physical series.
And the next challenge for LeBron?
What challenge? What challenge? No, I think right now, actually, the Magic actually have beaten them in the season series.
So. I should say, the Orlando Magic goes up against the Cleveland Cavaliers
Indeed. And
LeBron James. You know, we're getting so inside basketball here, it's just, we're taking layups.
Completely. I think, what they're saying, the Magic were the best team to play Cleveland at this round. They have the best chance to beat them. So they match up the most effectively. So this should be a very physical, very tough, well-executed basketball. And it should be a good basketball to watch.
So I got two words for you. Rachel Alexandra.
Rachel Alexander.
What an exciting race.
And what a name. Sounds like a bar mitzvah or something. Bar mitzvah, excuse me.
Or Russian royalty or something like that.
So you want a Philly to get that far. And if it's the first time a Philly's run since 1999, the first time since 1924.
85 years, yes, indeed.
Correct. And then, of course, you got Calvin Burrell with a shot at a personal jockey triple crown if he can do it.
That's unusual. And, the way he was talking about this horse, that if it ever ran in a triple crown race, whatever happened, he would get on that horse. Is Rachel Alexandra really as much of a legend as, he's talking about?
That's a good question. I think when you look at the at any given moment, these horses could be good or bad. And I think probably, yeah.
But she's bred for stamina. She's bred for strength and stamina. Not like it. We were talking last week about the breeding.
Speed.
Yeah. I mean, that's new.
It definitely is new, and I think it's going to take over the sport.
So, Ibrahim, soon it's going to be summer. Basketball season's going to be over. Horse racing season's going to be over. What are those of us with ADD going to do?
Well, hopefully you'll do like all the kids in between the two games yesterday. There was two games, and all the kids, if you looked outside, they flooded the streets and they were playing and mimicking their best moves. So I encourage everybody to get out there and actually play a sport and do, you know, one of these things that you're so interested in.
Well, the great thing is when it's playoff time and the weather is great, you do definitely get people out on the streets on in the afternoons between the games.
It's true. Sure. The one thing I wanted to say is that I lament the passing of the Rockets. Aaron Brooks was the lightest player in the NBA. He was the most electrifying player. And I also lament the passing of the Celtics. They had the heart of a champion.
The passing. It sounds like they died.
Yeah. And I think, yes.
Well, to some on our staff, in fact, that's the way they feel.
They're
any predictions? You got a prediction?
Today.
Well, I'm definitely going with Denver in the west side, and I'm going with Cleveland from the east.
So Denver-Cleveland. That's
yes,
your
sir.
Prediction.
That's my prediction.
We shall see. So no Kobe LeBron.
Well, not this year. How about
Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports Contributor. Thanks so much. Racking up the NBA playoffs on a Monday morning.